sad song and make it better.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a police killing of Andrew Brown in North Carolina. Now, the thing is, the police have a tough job. Police in my family, cousin, uncle, strongly supportive of the police. If they are in a tough situation, they should not have to make a split-second decision. Should I let my wife be a widow? That's not right. They should protect themselves. But this one needs further investigation. They came to serve a warrant. They were shouting and yelling in a car, a whole bunch of them. They pull up shouting, you know, get out, do this. The guy got scared. He backs up to drive away. Now, when he backed up, one of the officers had his hand on the handle. So he made contact with the car, but the guy was backing up, not trying to hit him, didn't hit him. And was driving away. They pumped him full of lead. They pumped him full of lead and killed him. The DA, I saw the interview, said, well, as long as there was contact with the car, technically they could kill him. That's a false statement of the law. The truth of the matter is there's no prosecutor, state prosecutor anywhere, and especially in North Carolina, who's elected, who's going to get reelected if he prosecutes a police officer for killing anybody under any circumstances. The George Floyd situation, it ended up ultimately being the state attorney general who did it. So what do you do? Joe Biden's going to be putting in new U.S. attorneys. He hasn't done it yet in all districts, but he certainly will. And in North Carolina, that guy has got to start a criminal investigation. Police have got to understand the vast majority of police officers, if a guy's driving away, don't pump him full of lead. You can always find him. You know where he is. He had no gun. He didn't drive at him. He was backing up. One of the officers had his hand on the handle. So he backed away from him. And because the officer had touched the car, therefore they can kill him. That's baloney. We need a new prosecutor down there, by the way. I think, frankly, we need a new culture of policing. 99% of police officers do not strangle people like Eric Garner and George Floyd. They don't shoot people in the back like Jacob Blake. They don't shoot people in their bed in their own apartment like Breonna Taylor. And they don't pump a guy full of lead driving away like Andrew Brown. Part of it is a very small bunch of officers who know they can technically get the ultimate hunting thrill, kill a human being, if they have some technical reason to do it, and they think if the guy's in an automobile and it's moving, they can do it. That's wrong. That culture of thought has got to change. And I think that Joe Biden, when he appoints a new U.S. attorney down in North Carolina, has to convene a grand jury to look at this, just as I think the same should happen with the shooting of Jacob Blake. You cannot have a state prosecutor go, okay, well, a reasonable officer would have done this. No, a reasonable officer would not have shot a guy a number of times in the back for getting in his own car with his kids in the back seat. What happened was with Eric Garner, when he was strangled on Staten Island, the prosecutors out there decided to go after the cop and prosecute him, just like they did the murder of George Floyd. And crooked William Barr stepped in at Trump's direction, said, no, it'll hurt Trump with the police vote around the country. So that guy got away with strangling Eric Garner. This is wrong. This is very wrong. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. Good officers should be supported and stood by, but the handful that are looking for the ultimate hunt, the killing of a human being on a technicality, it's not even a technicality, it's got to stop. Go to the lines, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I tell you, I can't watch the clips of these officers murdering people. Every time another one comes on, I have to turn the channel. I can't take it anymore, and I don't understand how people are just sitting back and watching murders. Okay, because it's the cops. But I did want to add, I'm not remembering, trying to help me out here, Matt. Did the Did the Republican legislators have to do any job searches last year when they sat home and collected $50,000 in benefits? I really don't think they're the ones that should tell people to go to work. And again, we've said this before, the irony was that we did way better when they sat home and just collected a check and didn't do anything rather than come back and legislate more damage to us. It's unbelievable.
You know, what you just said is a gem of wisdom. And it reminds me of, you know, Fidelity, the investment company, said that the portfolios that did the best under their management were the ones where the guy had either died or forgot he had the account and he never called to try to trade stocks. Our money and our liberty are in jeopardy when the legislature is in session. It's as simple as that. No,
well,
you're right.
It's kind of funny.
And this is Pizza Box Mike, everybody. He has his own show at noon on Saturday. You got to listen to it. You hear some good stuff, Pizza Box Mike. That's a very good insight. It's good insight.
Well, I'm starting to believe that the less I have, the better off I am. It's material.
That's another profound statement because, you know, when you have immense wealth and you have immense possessions, you got to guard them. You're always worried about them. When you want enough to support yourself. I mean, you want enough to live, you know, live okay. But other than that, you know, you can share and you can do things and you can rest easy at night because they're not thieves out there trying to steal your action because you don't have that kind of action for them to steal. That's very good stuff. I have a strong endorsement of Pizza Box Mike, one of my favorite shows, noon on Saturday, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. And you just heard some good words of wisdom from Pizza Box Mike. Thanks a lot for calling in, Mike. One other great development, Bank of America. You're not going to believe this. Maybe you read it. Bank of America says that by the year 2025, so that's less than 4 years away, they're going to raise the minimum wage at Bank of America for all jobs to $25 an hour. Not $15 an hour. Right now, minimum wage, federal, a little over $7 an hour. No, $25 an hour. If you work 2,000 hours a year, that's $50,000 a year. Minimum wage for anybody. Anybody there? Maintenance, anything else? People on the phone, whatever. That's amazing. And you know what's good about that? That's a major, major bank with very good management. Moynihan, the CEO, is one of the few, I think, really honest CEOs in the banking business. Very good guy. Puts a lot of pressure on the rest of them. What's Goldman Sachs going to do? What's JP Morgan going to do? What are the rest of them going to do? Somebody goes, hey, I got a couple of offers. Bank of America is giving me $25 an hour and you're giving me $15 an hour. So long, Jack. Sayonara. 2,000 hours a year, $10 an hour extra. That's 20 grand, 20 Jeezels, 20,000 simoleons. That is pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. So anyway, hats off to Bank of America for doing that. Hats off to Bank of America for doing that. $25 an hour by 2025. You know, this thing about $15 an hour, a lot of companies are already going to pay that and are giving it. So I think that there is a movement afoot and it's a very good one. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. A lot of callers. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram. A lot of the evening programming, Pizza Box Mike on Saturday, a lot of other programming. Download the app from Apple and Google and our website. Get all these shows 24/7. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.